Let's get it, y'all. I am way too excited. Like, I'm scream whispering right now because I don't want to scream in your ear because I'm that excited. The Straight Up Podcast, the one that you love, the one you listen to right now, is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. You heard me. I told y'all we turn it up this year. And guess what? A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world, change to the world, impact to the world, and support shows and brands we believe in. That's why I'm a part of Growth Day. It's all about empowering people, impacting people, and bringing change to this world. But listen, one of my friends is a part of this network, and I need you to go show some love. Subscribe to her show. Earn Your Happy with Lori Harder. Okay, Lori is going to make you go harder in every area of your life. She's a brilliant mind, a brilliant spirit, a brilliant human. I know you're going to love her. I know you're going to love her show. That's Earn Your Happy with Lori Harder. Go subscribe today and watch your life be changed. Hey, what's up, rehabbers across the world? Welcome to today's episode of Straight Up Podcast. I'm your host, Trent Shelton. I am recording this today on Straight Up Day. What's Straight Up Day? Well, this is today, Tuesday, August 4th. My book is officially here. It is live. You can get on Amazon, Audible, the audiobook, all of those things. You're listening to this Wednesday, so it came out today, which is Tuesday. And I promised myself today that I'm going to have some straight up talk with you on this episode. So I want you to buckle up. If you're on your run, all right, I want you to lock in. If you're driving in the car, put on your seatbelt extra tight because I'm about to give you some straight up real talk. What's up, rehabbers across the world? Welcome to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. Throughout my career, from the NFL to sold out stages speaking to thousands, I built up a toolkit to break through negative mindsets, let go of what's holding you back, and start rehabbing your life. And every show is going to be jam-packed with tips, tricks, and tools to push you forward. I'm always going to be real with you and give you the 100% truth, even when it's going to pierce your heart. This is me, Trent Shelton, straight up. I want to talk about two things, purpose, and I want to talk about loyalty. And I'm just going to start it just like this. I don't know if this episode is going to be 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Share this with somebody who needs it. But this is just facts, okay? Some of you listening to this episode right now, you are way too loyal. And before you think about Trent, isn't loyalty a good thing? Yes, loyalty is a great thing. You have a great heart. I am not undermining that about you, right? I'm not saying you're a bad person because you're loyal. But let me tell you this, and this has happened to me in my life. And I made a decision that I am not going to accept it or put up with it anymore because I am not going to do things that are going to destroy my life and destruct my soul. Some of you are allowing your loyalty to ruin your life. Yeah. Some of you listening to this right now, you're allowing your loyalty to ruin your life. Some of you need to stop being so loyal. Some of you have allowed your loyalty to become your slavery. Your loyalty is the reason why you're standing in pain. Your loyalty is the reason why you're standing in situations that you know are no good for your life. Your loyalty is keeping you wishing, right? You're in a wishing well, wishing for, you know, happiness, but you're digging in a well of destruction because you're loyal. You're wishing for peace, but you're searching in a well of pain. Some of you are loyal to people and things. It's not just about people, but some of you are loyal to people who do not support you at all. And you wonder why you feel empty. You wonder why you're hurt. You wonder why you're not living the greatest version of yourself because you are keeping things in your life that you shouldn't be keeping. You're accepting things in your life that are unacceptable. Am I talking to you or what? Some of you, because I've been this person, so I'm not picking on you. But I'm being honest with you because I want you to realize this and make the changes that you need to make. Some of you are loyal to people that will never show up for you. Never show up for you. And you wonder why you are always sad. You wonder why you're always depressed. Because you're expecting something to, you're expecting someone to give you what they are not willing to give. Some of you are loyal to people that will never change for you. Some of you are loyal to environments of destruction. And you wonder why your life is filled with chaos, filled with drama, Because you have allowed your loyalty to become your slavery. Let me give you this permission. Not that you need it from me, but I want to give you this permission. Stop being so loyal. Because it's not loyalty to be loyal to situations that aren't good for your life. And I don't want to use this word, but I am going to use this word. That's stupidity, right? When you're loyal to, and I get it. You care for people. You're loyal to the potential. You're loyal to the hope. You're loyal to all those things. But it's time for you to be loyal to the reality. It's time for you to open your eyes to what it really is. It's time for you to be loyal to yourself first. Some of you listen to this have done nothing your whole entire life but put you on the back burner for everybody else. And that's a great, great heart, by the way. I'm not telling you to change your heart. I'm not telling you to be selfish. But some of you have allowed your good heart, listen to me with this. Some of you have allowed your good heart to keep you in situations that are doing nothing but breaking your heart. Some of you have allowed your good heart to keep you in situations, to keep you in environments that are doing nothing but destroying your heart. Some of you have allowed your good heart to keep you around things, to keep you around people that are doing nothing but tearing apart your life. I want you to think about this right now. What would happen if you placed your loyalty on what's right for your life, instead of keeping your loyalty in the things that you know are wrong in your life? And I get it. You don't want to be the bad person. You don't want to hurt someone's feelings. Maybe someone has convinced you that's what loyalty is, that you stay around no matter what. That is not loyalty. Don't let people who try to manipulate you keep you in situations that are terrible for you. You know what one of my prayers is? One of my prayers is this. I pray this every single day. I prayed this prayer so much and over the past 5 years. What's the quote that people say? I asked God to remove my enemies and I started losing friends. It's similar to something like that. My prayer is this. God, free me from it if it has no purpose in it. Listen to that again. I say, God, free me from it if it has no purpose in it. And I kid you not, over the last 6-7 years, I lost a lot of things in my life that I thought were good for my life. And I didn't understand it until I moved on from it. And this is the thing about removing yourself. Sometimes you can't see it. You can't understand it while you're in it. But when you step outside of it, it's like you're watching the movie of your life, right? When you're in the movie of your life, it's hard to see what's going around. But when you step outside of it, when you remove yourself from certain situations, it's like you start to see the movie of your life from an outside perspective. You start to see, wow, the things that I thought had purpose didn't have no purpose. Some of us are tied to situations in our life, tied to habits in our life that have no purpose in our life. The things are doing nothing but draining us. The things are doing nothing but making us question our worth. The things are doing nothing but keeping us sad. The things are doing nothing but keeping us from believing in ourselves. Like, look at the environment. Look around you. Look at the things that you're being loyal to. You got to free yourself. I don't care how long you had history with that situation, because oftentimes we allow the history to keep us in a misery. You know, I say this about friendship. We allow the length of the friendship to keep us in a terrible friendship. You got to realize things change. People change. Some of the things that, you know, appreciated your loyalty might turn into the things that abuse your loyalty. If there's no purpose in it, you have to free yourself from it. What are some things in your life right now that aren't bringing happiness to your life, aren't fulfilling you, or just existing, right? We have things in our life that are doing nothing but just taking up room in our life. And I've learned this firsthand, and I'm not going on a tangent to tell you cutting people out your life and all that type of stuff. Like, you got to evaluate your own life. It's your life. But I will share this. When I started to remove certain things from my life, it made room for better things to enter my life. When I started to remove the things that I thought had no purpose, I started to really evaluate it. Does this person have purpose in my life? What is this person's purpose in my life? What is this environment's purpose in my life? Even with myself, what is the habits that I'm doing? What's the purpose in my life? And when you start to really evaluate your life like that, and you start to think about purpose and what people bring to your life and what this environment brings to your life and what this situation like brings to your life, you start to think about that, you can start making the decisions necessary. Because for a lot of us, it's not about adding more to our life to become more. For a lot of us, it's about subtracting things from our life to become more. For some of us, it's not about adding a thing to our life to grow our life. It's about subtracting some things from our life to grow our life. If it has no purpose in it, why are you allowing it to continue to be a part of your life? Because you're loyal? Because you're real? Because you have a good heart? That's not the case. Please don't allow like the definition of loyalty. Like some of us were loyal to a fault. And as I talked about at the beginning of this episode, like it's not something that we did wrong that's ruining our lives. It's often our good hearts. And let me be careful when I say this because I'm not trying to make this a podcast episode to say, you have a good heart, you're a bad person. No, I know a lot of you have great hearts that make you who you are. But sometimes our good hearts make us blind to the reality that's right in front of our face. Oftentimes, you know, we want to stick around people because we feel like we're giving up on them or this is the way it's supposed to be. You're not supposed to leave people behind. But some of the people that you think you're leaving behind are the people that are really holding you back. Some of you are afraid to move forward because you think that if I move forward, there's situations that, you know, I'm going to leave behind and people are going to whatever. No, these situations are holding your life back. I can guarantee you this. The more things that you keep in your life that have no purpose in it, the more you're going to feel like you're in a prison. You're in a prison of pain. You're in a prison of confusion. You're drained all the time. You know, we got things in our life that bring us no energy, that doesn't reciprocate what we give them. Some of us are loyal to the things that are draining us. Think about it. Some of us are loyal to the things that are draining our life. And we expect to have a fulfilled life and we're not having it because we are so loyal to the things that are robbing our peace. And we wonder why we don't have peace. You know, I made up my mind a long time ago. And some of you know by following me, I made up my mind a long time ago. And I've said this on the podcast a million times. I do not care if people want to say, oh, Trent's not loyal because he removed some things from his life. I don't care if people say, oh, Trent's a bad person because he looked out for himself first. That narrative can be preached across the world. I don't care because I refuse to lose myself by keeping things in my life that are bad for me. And I don't care the narrative that's painted. What I care about is the reality that's true for me. And if I know I want to live my best life, I got to be loyal to the right things, not the wrong things. Some of us listening to this episode right now, I know you feel this in your heart. You're loyal to the wrong people. You're loyal to the wrong things. Like there's people in the world that need your loyalty, that's going to respect your loyalty, that's going to honor your loyalty, that's going to love that you're such a loyal person. But if you keep being loyal to the wrong things, you'll never get to that place where you realize that because you're allowing toxic, you're allowing drama, you're allowing headaches, you're allowing stress, you're allowing all these things to take up space in your life. And you have no room for peace. You have no room for the beautiful things of life. And I know it's hard. I know it's hard. But if you can just take time for me today and just really evaluate your life and just ask yourself this simple question. What is the purpose that this person or thing, whatever it is for you, has in my life? What's the purpose? And if you can't come up with a clear answer, then maybe that situation has no purpose in your life. And you're just wasting your life waiting on something to change when you're not taking the initiative to create the change that you are waiting for. And I've said this a million times. Some of us are going to spend our whole entire life waiting on something or someone to show up that will never show up. You're going to look back on life and realize you were loyal to all the wrong things and all the wrong people. You're going to realize that you kept things in your life for your entire life that had no purpose in it. So please evaluate what you want out of life. Get very clear on what you want. People say, Trent, what's the first step? Get very clear on how you want to live your life, what you want to feel for your life, what you want in your life, what's around your environment, your best life. Get very clear on that and then work backwards. Then start subtracting, start adding, start doing the surgery in your life, what you need to remove, what you need to bring into your life, and start working on that. Or else, nothing, my friend, is gonna change. And like I said, it's easier said than done. I get it. It's not an overnight process. But what are you being loyal to? Or who are you being loyal to that you need to stop being loyal to? And I'm not saying that you do things behind their back, or you talk about them, or you belittle them. Nah, that's weak stuff. We don't do weak stuff. But what we do is we say, you know what? I don't have time for this anymore. I have zero more times. No, not next time. Not the next three times. No, I have zero more times of being loyal to the wrong things. I have zero more times of being loyal to the wrong people. I have zero more times of being loyal to the wrong environments. I have zero more times of being loyal to the wrong habits in my life. I have zero more times. There has to come to a point where you get fed up for real. When you get sick and tired of being sick and tired for real. Because what bugs me most, because I was this person, so I'm not picking on you, but what bugs me most is when we complain about the things that we don't change. We keep complaining, we keep complaining, we keep complaining, we keep complaining, but we're not changing. I have people hit me up and say, Trent, like, these people don't respect me. Trent, these people don't appreciate my loyalty. Trent, these people, Trent, what are you going to do about it? That's my response to you right now. I told you this is going to be a straight up episode that I'm just talking straight to your heart. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? Okay, they don't respect your loyalty. What are you going to do about it? You going to keep giving it, or are you going to take it and place it somewhere else? Stop keeping your loyalty in places, right? Don't give you a ROI, return of investment. Stop keeping your loyalty in places where it loses equity. Some of you can relate to that, my real estate people out there. Start placing your loyalty. Start placing your kindness. And I'm not saying only be kind to people who give it back, right? I'm not saying that. But the more you can place your loyalty in places that give you ROIs, return of investments, they give it back, and you can take it out of places where it loses equity, it devalues because they don't even care about your loyalty. So they might have cared about it at first, but not even care about it because they don't care about you. They don't care what you bring to the table. They don't care about your good heart. They don't care about how awesome you are. You keep trying and trying and trying and trying, and you keep losing equity in your loyalty. You can tell that I'm about to, you know, get into some real estate stuff. But you keep losing equity in your loyalty. Get out of that place and take your loyalty where you can get a ROI, where it's reciprocated, where at least you can get the same type of investment you're putting in. At least you can break even. At least put your loyalty in a place like that. At least put your life in a place like that. At least give your good heart to a place like that, where it gives you back what you give, or tries to give you back what you give, or gives you more back than what you give. When you have an environment set up in your life like that, and you have people in your life like that, whether that's one person, two people, 20, because sometimes it's hard to find a lot of people like that. But when you have things in your life like that, I can promise you, your life will elevate with peace. Your life will elevate with belief. Your life will elevate with confidence. And it will decrease all those other negative things, man. Again, as I wrap up this episode, my question to you, are you going to keep allowing your loyalty to become your slavery? What does that mean, Trent? What do you mean allowing my loyalty to become my slavery? It's keeping you chained. Right? It's keeping you chained to the bad. It's keeping you in the environment of toxic. It's keeping you there because of your good heart. Don't allow your good heart. And I said this quote for the third time, but this is a powerful quote. Don't allow your good heart to keep you in situations that's doing nothing but breaking your heart. Don't allow your good heart to keep you in situations that is breaking your heart. But as I wrap up this episode, these words that I'm telling you mean absolutely nothing if you're going to do nothing about it. I just wasted 20 minutes of spitting straight fire on Straight Up Day if you're not going to do anything about it. Like, straight up, you can listen to this podcast all you want. And this might not be the popular thing to say, but I'm going to say it. Y'all know me. I'm not trying to be like anybody else. I can care less about all the fluffy stuff. I'm speaking that real. This podcast, you listen to this podcast every single week, means absolutely nothing if you're not going to do nothing about it. doesn't mean nothing. It's just going to make you feel good for a moment, and then you're going to go back to your regularly scheduled program. It's time to disrupt the program that you're in. If the program that you're in is bad for your life, if the program that you're in is bringing a lot of static to your life, a lot of drama to your life, right? It's time for you to make that change. This podcast means absolutely nothing. I'm losing my voice right now. And I'm talking loud, probably waking up Marley upstairs. So I'm downstairs in the office, probably waking up the kids, waking up Titan. He probably about to start barking a little bit, but I do not care. Because if one of you hits me up and says, Trent, you know what? You're right. I got to stop giving CPR to dead situations. I got to stop trying to revive things that aren't meant to be alive in my life. You know what, Trent? I got to stop watering dead plants. I got to stop trying to save something that isn't meant to be saved. I got to stop trying to fix things that are meant to stay broken. I got to stop doing that because I'm going to spend my whole life trying to make something work that isn't meant to work. I appreciate you. I love you. And just know I care about you. So don't think I'm insensitive, but I had to speak that real today. If you felt this, text me. 817-242-2719. Hit me up on Instagram. Share this with somebody. If this is not for you, I know for a fact you know somebody who's way too loyal in the wrong way. I know you know somebody who's loyal to the wrong things and the wrong people. Send them this message and just say, hey, just listen. Just listen. And that's how we continue to rehab the world. My new book is out straight up. It's just like the podcast, but in the book. It's targeted to young adults. I've already got so much feedback. My phone is blown up. Say, Trent, my kids haven't put this down. Like, what did you put in this book? And it's like, I haven't read it yet. They haven't put it down. I couldn't get them to read any book because it's that real. All right. And people need it. I appreciate y'all, man. I'll see y'all. See y'all. I'll talk to you guys next week. Like I always tell you, it all starts with you. It's rehab time. Let's get it. Straight up. Straight up. It's hosted and recorded by me, Trent Shelton. The episodes are produced by Chelsea Harfouche and mixed and edited by Andrew Weller. Cameron Berkman is our executive producer. Straight Up with Trent Shelton is a production of The Hollis Company. Hey, what up, y'all? It's that time of the year. Everybody's talking about forming new and healthier habits. Change your habits, change your life, right? Listen, I love it. I'm sure you started some new habits this year. I know I did. But the question is, how are you tracking those habits? Have you ever wondered, like, which habits matter most? Which habits are you tracking daily, weekly, monthly? A lot of people know they need to improve their habits, but let's be real. They don't know where to start. That's why I think you'll love Growth Day. The world's number one, I didn't say two, three, four, number one self-improvement system. Growth Day, what it does is it helps you track proven habits that lead to long-term success, not that short stuff, long-term lasting change, well-being and positive relationships. And check this out. You can get a free trial right now at growthday.com. What you measure, you can change. The reason people love Growth Day is that you can score your habits every day, week, month. And when you do, you get targeted classes to improve those habits. When you sign up today, you also get Growth Day's Mindset Journal, Wellness Challenges, and in-depth personal development courses from the industry's biggest names. And don't forget, I teach live every single month in Growth Day too. You got that right. Yes, every single month I teach a new personal growth topic to help you advance your life. Download Growth Day from the App Store on your phone or start your free trial right now at growthday.com. Let's get it. Hey, you, I got a question for you. Are you trying to build your community online this year? If not, you should. Without the rehabbers across the world, there would be no Trent Shelton in the rehab time. Everyone in business is talking about the power of community because when you get community right, not only does your audience grow faster, but so does your sales. But where is everyone managing their communities these days? A lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content, create discussions, live streams, group chats, memberships, all under your own brand. And what's cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or a Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members. You can even create locked or unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. You can put your content behind a paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has its 14-day trial free just for you. Go to circle.so. Imagine being able to manage your community, start chat groups and live classes, accept payments, all in one place. If this is the year to capture, organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so. You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. Let's get it.